Welcome to Courageous Conversations. I'm your host and author of the book Freedom from Shame. I created this podcast to discuss one of the most sensitive and challenging topics, finding freedom from the impact of sexual abuse. In this podcast, we'll bring to light the stories of survivors, share valuable insights from experts, we'll hear from brave people who are willing to take responsibility for the harm they've caused, and we'll explore various aspects of healing and recovery. Together, we'll navigate the complexities of overcoming trauma and finding the strength to reclaim our lives. So whether you're a survivor seeking solace, an ally eager to understand, or someone simply looking for inspiration, you've come to the right place. You found a safe place where courage meets compassion and where the journey towards healing takes flight. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is Layla Reyes here, and I'm really excited to be with you today. In each episode, I'm going to highlight different key distinctions from my book, Freedom from Shame, Trauma, Forgiveness, and Healing from Sexual Abuse. And I want to give you a little background if this is your first time listening. I was sexually abused by my father when I was a young girl, and I've overcome I evolved beyond the trauma of that early experience, and I've created a pretty fabulous life free of the shame that has plagued me for decades. And, I don't want you to feel bad. I've heard some people feel like, oh, how come I don't have that? Well, I don't want you to feel bad if you don't have that. I want you to be inspired that that's available to you as well. You can get free of the shame. You can create a pretty fabulous life for yourself. My own journey really began when I was 24 years old and I got engaged to be married. I was in complete denial of the impact the abuse had had on my life and the choices that I made up to that point, from how much I was drinking to who I was having sex with. And I was completely unaware that the abuse impacted the way I felt about myself and my value as a person. I thought the life I had with all its limitations was normal. And it is for someone who's been sexually abused, for sure, normal, but we want to evolve beyond that type of normal and have a normal, healthy life after abuse. Something woke me up out of a layer of denial the day that I got engaged and realized that I was going to have a family. I've since realized that there are many, many layers of denial. But this was the first one that I peeled away. This is the first step I took to take responsibility for the life that I wanted. I didn't know I was doing that at the time, but it was definitely a step towards responsibility. And this life that I wanted definitely did not include my father sexually abusing the children that I was planning to have. I got scared for my unborn children. And in a moment of courage, I confronted my father, giving him an ultimatum to get help or never, ever, ever, ever meet his grandchildren. Well, the next day after confronting my father, we were both in therapy. That was in the mid-80s, and I am very happy to say that I was able to give my children a safe grandfather. So it worked. And while I healed my relationship with my father, I still had a huge healing journey to go on. It wasn't enough for my father to take responsibility for what he did. I had to take responsibility for evolving beyond all the beliefs that I made up about myself because of the abuse, all the beliefs that I made up about my life because of the abuse, and all the ways that that trauma showed up in my body. And in my relation, how I was relating. So I had to change how I was relating to what happened to me. And it was not easy. Probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do was to shift my perspective in how I was relating to the abuse. When I share my story of healing with my father, some people share that it brings up grief, you know, that comes from not having that opportunity. So maybe they're the person who harmed them isn't available. Maybe they've already passed, they've left this world, or they're not available, they aren't willing to take responsibility. And that my story of success around this can bring up a little bit of a impact, a depression in a sense that, oh, I don't have that. Well, what I want to say at the very beginning of this is, do not be fooled into thinking that healing with the person who harmed you fixes everything. So you're not missing out on anything. It doesn't fix it. I still had the impact of the abuse on my life and in my body. It didn't go away. Sometimes it felt like my skin was being peeled away. The rawness of facing all my pain and fears and insecurities hurt. So if the person who harmed you does take responsibility, that's fabulous. There is an aspect of that, that it did make my healing a little bit easier because I didn't have that to combat, to go up against. But if the person who harmed you does take responsibility, it doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't change all the ways that residual wounding shows up in your life. From codependence to promiscuity, from overgiving to a lack of boundaries, from feeling you don't matter to unconsciously doing everything you can to protect yourself. So a lot of this is a habitual way of being in the world that you're not, just habits, not aware that what you're doing is actually an impact of the abuse. So any other ways that you've consciously stayed in denial, also like drinking too much or micromanaging your life, trying to be in control of everything so that you're just trying to create safety for yourself, or not trusting life or any person, or over trusting people to always get let down. These are all impacts of abuse. So the more that I understand, the more that aware that I am, the more I can see the ways the abuse impacted my life, and it was global. While my story is unique in terms of these are the specifics and healing with my father, for example, you can absolutely heal with or without the person who harmed you. Today's topic is about evolving beyond trauma and embracing your transformation. And I hope today to inspire you to take this very important journey towards freedom. And why would you want to take this journey? Especially after I shared a little bit about how hard it is. I'll tell you why. It's for your own personal freedom. Freedom from the pain of telling yourself that it was your fault, or that you're not worthy of love, or that you're powerless, or that you're invisible, or that you're broken in some way. Or like what I believed, before my healing, I felt insignificant and unimportant, and I truly believed that I didn't matter. And that showed up in a lot of different, I treated myself like I didn't matter. And I can just go on and on about the ways that ended up showing up, whether it was taking care of my body or just how I showed up in relationships. From the perspective, if I'm showing up in relationship like I don't matter, then I'm going to put other people in front of me, and I'm going to kind of be left in the background a little bit. So I did that to myself, and we don't realize we're doing that to ourselves. So today I have a more accurate understanding of whether I matter or not, which is one of the benefits of the healing process. So for example, with 7 billion people on the planet, the truth is I don't matter to the vast majority of them. It's absolutely true. From that perspective, I don't matter. I am pretty insignificant. But it's also, we have to be able to hold two perspectives, two truths at the same time. It's also not true that I don't matter. I've done the work to know my own value. And today, then, I treat myself like I do matter. Where in the past, I didn't know what mattered to me. Today, I do. And then I can choose in favor of what matters to me. So it's true. Both of these truths here have to be held at the same time. And we do have the capacity as adult human beings with the capacity to hold a lot of complexity. We can hold both of those truths at the same time instead of falling into despair around the part where we don't matter. When I didn't know my value, I didn't even know what boundaries were, and I let people treat me poorly. I stayed in situations and relationships that I didn't feel cared for, and today I have a healthy expectation that the people in my life treat me like I matter as well. And I take responsibility for setting and communicating my boundaries in ways that people can hear them. The end result of embracing your transformation is that you remember your inherent wholeness and you have happy, healthy relationships. You can create those. That's the impact there. It doesn't mean that some of your relationships won't be challenging, but there will be a more realistic evaluation of what's happening in your relationships. And you'll be able to consciously make decisions around engaging and how you engage in those relationships or whether you do it all. That might change. So the end result of taking the journey is that you'll evolve beyond the impact the abuse has on your life. Completely and totally doable. And it's worth it. It's worth all the hard work and the tears. It will require courage and commitment, but I guarantee you it will be worth it. You will have freedom. So let's look at a couple of the keys to evolving beyond the impact of abuse. Let's just take a look at that. The first key and the total foundational key here to evolve beyond the impact of abuse that abuse has on you is around raising your awareness. So awareness is this foundational key, because without awareness, nothing will change. Just imagine for a moment, if you don't know something, how can you change it? If you don't have the awareness of it, of a pattern, of a belief, of a thought, of a way of engaging, of an action you're taking, that most of these are all habitual and automatic, an automatic response. So without awareness, nothing will change. You'll remain in denial. You'll remain in your patterned responses and interpretations of what happens in your life. You'll remain powerless. And like most people who are in this unconscious place, blaming everyone for why your life isn't working today. And I did that. I blamed my mother for not protecting me when she didn't even know about the abuse. So, you know, can you imagine what kind of relationship you can create when you're blaming somebody for something that they didn't even do? And yet to be inside of the belief, oh, I believe that this is true. She should have. Right. So we want to evolve. We want to bring awareness to what our patterns are so that we can consciously choose and ease the impact on our lives. So to be clear, if you're having challenges in your life, it's not because of the abuse. Now that's a hard pill to swallow, but to bring awareness to that is key here too. So more accurately, the challenges that you're having in your life are not because of the abuse. You're having an impact for sure, but more accurately, the challenges are caused by how you're unconsciously relating to what happened to you. And this is perhaps one of the most important life-changing distinctions that I can share with you. If what happened in your early years is the cause of your problems today, then you're pretty much powerless to do anything about it. You're doomed to live out the trauma again and again. If you believe that what happened to you is why you find yourself in the same repetitive thinking and situations, then it makes perfect sense that you would blame whoever hurt you for the quality of your life today. But this will get you nowhere. And I'm not, please don't misunderstand. We need to bring a lot of compassion to ourselves in all of the, you know, in finding our way into this distinction that I'm talking about. You need to be kind and gentle. Don't turn it into then shame and blaming yourself. Oh, I'm causing this in my life. That's not the direction I'm going on. We're not going from blaming somebody else to then shaming yourself for not having the capacities to create a healthier relationships or a better internal world. That's not where we're going with this. So what we're really looking at is for a way for you to get power over your past, honestly. Inside of this first key of raising your awareness, there's a lot of inquiry, a lot of soul searching. There's a tremendous amount of challenging your consciousness and what you believe about yourself and others and life as a result of what happened to you. So you're going to be questioning yourself a lot, and you'll need to bring, again, a lot of compassion and kindness and tenderness, a lot of spaciousness for you to engage in this level of awareness building. Because raising your awareness can be quite painful. You have to acknowledge your disappointments and your pain and your insecurities. You have to acknowledge your anger and your fears. You have to acknowledge pretty much everything you haven't wanted to see. There's likely enough there to keep you in the comfort of denial for quite some time. But staying there, it's just not going to give you the life that you long for. So if you've been abused and you're intrigued by what you're hearing and you haven't clicked away yet, then the good news is you're likely ready to embrace this first key of transformation. One way that you can know if you're ready to embrace this first key, if you're ready to raise your awareness, if you're experiencing yourself as being a little stuck and not knowing how to make the changes to bring awareness to your patterns. So you might be asking how. If you're asking, well, how do I do that? How? What do I do? This is a confirming sign that you're on the right track. So not knowing isn't the problem. For sure, it isn't a problem. It's not even asking how, because then you're going to be stuck a little bit longer. But once you start asking, well, how, now you're bringing curiosity to it. And so you don't need to know right now how to do it. You just need to be curious and willing to learn. So in asking these questions, you start to, at this stage of entering your transformation, of engaging with your transformation, you're starting to learn something new. You're starting to question everything. You're starting to question your thinking and your behaviors, and you're starting to go, okay, well, maybe I do have some power and control over here. And now it's time to find out how to do that. So let's take a step in that direction. And you might want to get a journal if you're listening to a recording of this episode. Then you can pause it and reflect more deeply on some of the awareness-raising questions that I'm going to ask about two areas of your life that are most impacted by early abuse. At least this is what I found. And the two areas are your emotional health and well-being, you know, that whole internal emotional world and what you're telling yourself, and your relationships with yourself and other people. So if you're in a place, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and close your eyes if you feel safe to do so. And I want you to take a slow breath or two down into your belly. Notice any tension in your body. Are your shoulders raised? Invite them to relax. Is your breath tight? Encourage it to relax with a long, slow exhale. Now we're going to take a look at these two areas of your life one at a time, and I'll guide you through them, and you can just notice what's true about each of these aspects of your life. With another slow breath, bring to your awareness your emotional world. We'll look there first. And as you bring into your awareness your emotional world, stay strong. Don't fall into the emotions. Just notice the quality of your inner world as I ask you these questions. Feel free to pause the recording so you can take all the time that you need. So with another breath, ask yourself, just notice, look around, just whatever emotions come, whatever comes to the surface, just let that be the answer. What are the main emotions you feel in a typical day? What are the main emotions you feel in a typical day? Some common emotions, you know, that you might feel. Are you feeling sadness? Are you feeling happy or sad? Feeling disgust or anger? Maybe you're experiencing depression or joy, whichever one. And we're just noticing what's here. In a typical day, do you feel powerful or powerless? Do you feel trusting and safe or unsafe? Do you feel victimized? Everybody's against you. What are you noticing? Do you tend to feel let down by people or yourself? Or humiliated? You feel anxious or excited? Take a few more breaths and just notice what you tend to feel in a typical day. And take another breath and remember, this is an exercise to raise your awareness, not to process your emotions. Just see if you can identify the feelings without feeling them in your body. Just notice. And taking note of any emotions that seem to be consistent in your daily life. And now let's look at what you most feel about yourself on a consistent basis. Take another breath and answer this question. What do I most feel about myself on a consistent basis? Whatever you notice, just take a note of it. And then with another breath, ask yourself, what do I most feel about my life? And my circumstances, the potential. Do you feel hopeful or hopeless? Just notice. And then with another breath, bringing all of this together, ask yourself, just on a global perspective. What do I most feel about myself and my life as it is today? Let whatever is there to just be what is true for you right now. Don't think too much about it. Let it just come. What do I most feel about myself and my life as it is today? And then with another breath, letting that go. Notice the internal dialogue that you have with yourself and what it sounds like. Notice if you're compassionate with yourself or you tend to beat yourself up. You speak kindly or harshly to yourself. Is it okay to make mistakes? Are you lighthearted around your mistakes, or do you berate yourself and feel you need to be perfect? So what is that consistent conversation you have in your head about that you have with yourself? And then take another few slow breaths. Just want you to know that most people who have been abused in their early life tend to have an emotionally hostile inner world. And if you're having that, if you notice that you do have that, it's okay. You can evolve beyond it. Take another breath. And as you do, remember that awareness is what we're working with here. Awareness is the key. If you aren't aware of what your inner world sounds like and how it feels, then you can't change it. So if you're having some awareness around what isn't working, and then this is success. So breathe into that. Taking another breath. Remember that you can evolve anything that you bring awareness to, but you have to bring awareness to it. And so very gently notice what emotions even this awareness brings up for you. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some sadness or disappointment. No matter what's here, let it be here without making it wrong, without making yourself wrong. And take another breath. And now with another breath, let's shift gears around your emotional world and just notice what you most long to experience in your most emotional world. Do you want to feel happy, confident, or safe? What would feel delicious to you? Just so lovely. What have you longed to feel? And take another breath. What do you most want to feel about your life? Maybe you want to feel free or proud or powerful. Whatever it is, let that be here. What do you most want to feel about your life? And then with another breath, what would you most want your internal dialogue to sound like? Do you want, when you hear yourself talking to yourself, do you want to be encouraging to yourself, loving, inspiring, or kind? Just notice what you most desire your internal dialogue to sound like, and take another breath. And now let's turn your attention towards your relational world, towards your relationships. With another slow breath, bring to mind your closest relationships. Maybe it's some of your closest relationships. Maybe it's a specific relationship, maybe with a partner. As you bring to mind one of or some of your closest relationships, don't collapse into despair. Just notice the quality of your relationships as I ask you these questions. What are some of the consistent ways you experience your relationships, especially with a partner? And this would be in a typical day. Another breath. I'll give you some ideas here to consider. Do you feel that there's an imbalance of power and control? Do the people closest to you intimidate you or leave you feeling afraid? Do you tend to feel put down or made to feel bad about yourself or that you're crazy? Are you made to feel guilty or humiliated? Do you abandon? And then what do you do? Take a look at some of the things you might do. Do you abandon your own needs to take care of other people's needs, even when it's not in your best interest? Are you afraid of rejection so you never set boundaries? So with another breath, remember that this is an exercise to raise your awareness, not to process your emotions. People who have been abused as children tend to have unsatisfying, imbalanced, or unfulfilling relationships. And it's common to not be aware that this could be a significant impact of past abuse. So remember, just notice, no judgment. You might want to write some of those down. What are some of the consistent ways you experience your relationships? And so let's take a look at what you most long to experience in your relationships. Take another breath. And just ask yourself, what do I most long to experience in my relationships? Here's some ideas to think about. Do you want to feel safe? You want to feel comfortable expressing yourself? Do you want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're listened to and respected? Here's one that I really longed to experience. Do you want to feel cherished in your relationships? You want to have happy, healthy relationships, free of codependence, free of shame. Take another breath and remember, I'll keep reminding you that you can evolve anything that you bring awareness to. So if you're noticing that this is bringing up some awareness that you didn't have, or you had but you didn't want to remember, you didn't want to have this awareness, that just having it tells you, it's a confirming sign that you are ready to evolve beyond these patterns. And so notice what you tell yourself about having the kinds of relationships that you want. Maybe there's an internal dialogue that happens there. Do you tell yourself that healthy, happy relationships are for other people, or do you believe you can have these relationships? Do you feel unworthy to have happy relationships or incapable of creating them? Remember, you don't need to know how at this point. You just need to bring awareness to the patterns, to where you are. Where you are and where you aren't. Take another slow breath. As you exhale, let your shoulders drop. Remembering that, you know, it's normal. This is normal for people who have been abused in early life to have an imbalanced relationship or to have increased fears or increased patterning around behaviors around trying to control things or micromanage things, right? This all can be an impact of early abuse, not feeling safe in the world. With another breath, and again, remembering that awareness is the key here. If you aren't aware of what you're believing, then you can't change it. So notice what emotions this awareness brings up for you. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sadness or disappointment. No matter what's here, let it be here without making it wrong, without making yourself wrong. No judgment, no shame, no blame, no shame. It's not helpful. And then just take another breath or two, bringing awareness to anything else that wants to come into your mind, into your heart. Take any notes that you might be helpful to you for later on. And now take another breath and gently open your eyes. Come back to the room you're in. Maybe shake it out a little bit. Take another breath. And so now that you're likely to have more awareness about what isn't working, what you most long to experience in your emotional world and your relationships, now that you have that awareness, we can discuss the second key of evolving beyond the impact of sexual abuse. And this is a really important key here. It's called taking responsibility. And I want to make a few distinctions around what I mean by that, because it's really important. When I talk about taking responsibility, it can be misunderstood. And I know that I've even misunderstood this myself. It can be misunderstood as it's my fault or, you know, some kind of blame or shame. That's not where we're going with this. Taking responsibility is never, ever, ever about being responsible, at fault for, or at blame for what happened to you. Ever. What happened to you was the result of someone else's choices, and what they did to you was is their responsibility. What they did is never your responsibility. Even if you were told it's your fault, it's not. That was a lie. What taking responsibility in the context of evolving beyond the impact of childhood sexual abuse is about taking responsibility for what you do after the abuse. So what you do with it, do you let yourself fall completely into unconscious patternings, which, I mean, if we're doing that, we don't have the consciousness. So that it's a stage, it's a phase until we bring awareness to it. We're in that stage of unconsciousness. Once you become aware of it, once you become aware that what happened then is not my responsibility, but what I do with it is mine. So let's just say you're hearing this perspective right now for the first time. Once you see once you have this truth, this is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to do something with it. It's your responsibility to evolve beyond it, to get the help, to help you shift your perspectives, to help tell you what's true about what happened to you. So taking responsibility, going back a little bit here, is never about letting someone off the hook. That it's not about it's not about saying that what they did is okay to you. What it's really about is reclaiming your power to not let what happened to you in early life impact the areas of your life that you can actually control. And the areas that you can control are, even though it might not feel it right now, it's a skill, it's a capacity that you grow over time, is that you can shift and change the way that you're thinking about and relating to what happened to you. Instead of, for example, instead of what happened to me means that I'm unworthy and don't matter in the world, that's actually not true. That's a lie. You have to tell yourself and learn how to. It's a capacity, it's a skill to learn how to tell yourself what's actually true. it's not true. It's not true. What happened to you is your fault. It is true that, you know, when you take it out of the blame, it is true that you are responsible for the choices that you're making. So if you're thinking, if you're having a harsh conversation with yourself and you're being hard on yourself and you're blaming yourself and you're shaming yourself, that is not the abuse. That's you being abusive to yourself. And so this is a place where you have to learn how to be more compassionate with yourself. You have to learn how to, you know, shift that thinking. And so we're not going completely here into how to do that. But if you're asking yourself, well, how do I do that? Then that's your clue, your, you know, aha that says now it's time to find out how. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, if you're still listening and you're going, yes, I want to take responsibility for the future, for creating a fantastic future. I no longer want to be dominated by the beliefs and the ways of relating to myself and other people and to life. I don't want to be dominated by that any longer. I want to actually take control of my life. Then this is your clue and your invitation to start that journey and to get some support, start reading, start. You can definitely pick up my book, Freedom from Shame, Trauma, Forgiveness, and Healing from Sexual Abuse. You can get that at Amazon for sure. And actually, this weekend, well, if you're listening to this live, May 3rd, 4th, 5th, there's a little sale going on for that. You can get the ebook for just a few dollars, just to give you guys a jump start on that. And if you miss that, then you can always get it just regular on Amazon. Get some other kind of support, you know, hire a coach or a therapist. But if you're here going, well, how do I make these changes? Then now this is the point where I want you to take action. So take another moment and really check in with yourself. Maybe put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, am I ready to evolve beyond the impact of childhood sexual abuse or any abuse? Right? Am I ready? Am I ready? Am I ready to learn how? Am I ready to take this journey? And if the answer is yes, then I want you to make a commitment to yourself to take a next step, whatever that is on the journey. And I've given you a couple examples here. And then so maybe that, you know, make that commitment. I commit to, and then fill in the blank for that step that you're willing to take. And then take another breath and just let that land inside of you, knowing that you are on the path to healing from the past. And so now I just want to, as we're ending for today, I just want to take a moment to let you know that I know how hard this journey is. I know what it takes out of a person because I've gone on this journey myself, started it back in the 80s. And there are times when there's still some impact, but with awareness, I'm able to catch it super quick instead of maybe months or years of going, oh, that's what I was doing. Now I'm able to catch it pretty quick. So it's worth it. The journey's worth it. Your relationships will definitely be impacted for the better. And if nothing else, your internal world will shift and you will fall in love with yourself, which is exactly what's needed here to bring compassion and kindness, tenderness towards your sweetheart, your sweet innocent heart, for you to remember your wholeness and for you to start treating yourself like you matter. That's my wish for you, and I will see you next time. and signing out for now. As we conclude this episode of Courageous Conversations, I want you to know that your willingness to participate in these conversations makes a difference. Healing is a journey, and you're not alone. If you're in need of support, please reach out, and I'll do whatever I can to help. Until next time, this is Leila Reyes, signing off with a commitment to support you in getting free from the impact of sexual abuse.